Hey, here it is, Ron Orr, Team Title Guy, Tech or Title. And you know what? It's one of those crazy days here in the marketplace. We are rounding out September and turning the corner into, ooh, spooky. That is October. I got a little reminder this morning looking at things and realized that we are 3 months or just under 3 months till Christmas, which just is weird to think about and talk about at this point, but it is what it is. Anyways, what are we seeing? What are we feeling in the market today? Well, we are seeing and feeling a market shift for sure. It's a weird shift. I think things are always changing. So people that don't believe that's the case is one of those things. And it is what it is. I feel like we're turning more to a normal marketplace right now. There might be some awkward feelings. I'm teasing and calling it the slack in the rope. In fact, someone's been tugging on a rope for some period of time, and all of a sudden, there's got a little bit of slack in it. So it's going to take a second for those things to come back, for the rope to be taut. But there is still a ton of opportunity in the marketplace, a bunch in our pipelines, and we have nothing to fear, but cliche-esque, but fear itself. So we can't allow this to discourage us because right now our actions, the things we're taking right now, are going to be our paychecks at Christmas, and in short order, it's going to be the start of the year. So, as we look to our numbers and say, hey, look, how do we want to finish this year out? Some of that stuff is somewhat a foregone conclusion, but if we want to end and start the new year quite well, we need to be doing the things we need to as we speak. So, we are actively engaging with our databases right now. We are looking to revamp our farm tools, making sure people know how to use target marketing efforts, how people are leveraging circle prospecting, how people are leveraging things like likely to sell in their campaigns and or efforts. So if we're not leveraging the tools that are there before us, it could be just a continuation of the definition of insanity. So this is the time we circle back with our trusted partners, find out what's going on and how we can help each other win in any market, and we again push that needle forward. If you're listening to this pretty close to the time I'm recording this, it's also a good time to get your Thanksgiving cards in. Want to make sure we are good to go for those. I like Thanksgiving cards just as much and sometimes more than I do Christmas cards because, number one, they're less controversial for those who don't believe. You don't have to worry about that part of it at all. And very few people, the reason I like it the most is because very few people actually do Thanksgiving cards. And I like to be different. I want to stand out. So when it comes down to Thanksgiving cards, an attitude of gratitude, that never gets old or is offensive when you tell somebody thank you or you appreciate them. Whereas some of the other folks that don't believe, well, that's on them. But even still, it's one of those things we need to be cognizant of. So know that those are options that are out there. Same thing when it comes down to Christmas cards. Maybe not a Christmas card, and maybe it's a Thanksgiving and a New Year's card, a new beginning, new opportunities, new ventures. What are we doing to touch those items? It's also a good time to start stockpiling your stuff, because the Christmas season does get kind of heavy for many families, and we want to make sure that we are out there and rocking and rolling. We also have some things going on where some of the events and some of the mixer groups are starting to come back. So stay tuned for those. I'm hoping that we rep votes to be able to start back up, we are able to reconnect as what's going down. I am fired up. I am excited. Our numbers are staying strong regardless of what we're doing. And we are going to continue to adapt to changing market conditions. I hope you do too. And I'm hoping anybody that's in or around your team or efforts is promoting the same to stay positive, to keep each other up. Last but not least, people are always asking, like, hey, what's that one thing that people are doing that is having the greatest of success right now? My answer is relatively similar to what it is all the time. It's going to be engage, engage, engage. And even more importantly, what are you doing with your database? Are you touching them 2 to 3 times a month or more? So there's a whole bunch of strategies that we are implementing. Some have some cost to them, but most are pretty darn low cost strategies. And then it's up to you to close that deal, to stay engaged with your audience. So I know if you're doing any of the heavy lifting whatsoever, you probably already have most of the items there. Some small support tools, putting them in place is going to make a massive difference in your success ratio. So engage, engage. All right. God bless you. I hope you have a great, great day and make it productive. And at any time, you can reach out to my support team or I. Hit the subscribe button as we continue to provide as much content as we can. In addition to that, there are monthly webinars. There is one that's coming up. It has to do with Black Knight Data. They are doing a mortgage monitor update. Again, we're going to plug in, especially at a time when so much stuff has been shut down or canceled or not going on. We want to make sure that we are absolutely staying informed. So feel free to reach out to us as your resource for all things real estate related. Again, God bless you. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.